Father, I want to thank you because today I believe you grant us that opportunity. And Lord, I don't know the weeks that have been lived. I don't know the problems that necessarily people have in their hearts and their families. But I do know, Lord, that you can help us overcome. So, Father, today as we study your word, I pray that your word would be clear and pierce our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. For 3 years, there was a drought in Israel. Pastor Neary talked about it last week because of the sin of Solomon, because he was unfaithful at a certain point of his life. His son and then the kingdom split. And it was Judah and it was Israel, and then all of the kings of Israel were bad. Bad, 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 bad. And then Pastor Neary said that Ahab was super bad. He was super bad. But he mentioned something that I want to remind you. He said that where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. 3 years and there was a drought because Ahab and Jezebel were really super bad. And for 3 years there was not a drop of rain in the land. The prophet Elijah prophesied this, and when the time came, he appeared again to the king, and he confronted him, and he challenged them to a duel. This was a sacrificial duel. Now, you've heard this story many times. Mount Carmel. Elijah against the prophets of Baal and Asherah. And you've heard this story from the perspective of who is the real God, the God that sends fire from the sky. Who's the powerful God, the God that sends fire from the sky? But today we're going to look at this story shortly. And today I want us to focus and maybe switch the way we've heard this story before. And I want to suggest to you that this particular story is about who is the God that saves. A drought. Not a rain. Not a drop of rain for 3 years. Elijah, the prophet, had predicted this. After 3 years, he confronts Ahab and says, I want to see all of your prophets on Mount Carmel. And God, now we're going to find out who is the real God that saves. And remember in the back of your mind, if you had an opportunity to do things all over again, would you take it? Would you take that split second to think about some things that maybe you've done in your life? Or would you take today a split second to think about what you might be planning to do, which might be a turning point in your life, for bad or good? Let's turn our Bibles to the book of 1 Kings, chapter 18. Who is the God that saves? Verse 20, and we're going to start right off at Mount Carmel. 1 Kings chapter 18, starting off in verse 20. So Ahab sent for all the children of Israel and gathered the prophets together. Now these are prophets of Baal. Gathered them together on Mount Carmel. And Elijah came to all the people and said, and these are the words that he said, how long will you falter between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal, follow him. But the people answered him not a word. Lesson number one, I'm going to go directly to the lessons. There comes a time when all of us, children, teenagers, preteens, young adults, adults, elderly, we must decide who our Savior is. I'm going to repeat that again. There comes a time in our lives, every single person here, including myself, where we must decide who our Savior is. I hope you've made that decision. I hope, parents, that you are encouraging your children to make that decision. And you know how you encourage your children to make that decision? By bringing them to church, by bringing them to Sabbath school, by engaging them in activities, pathfinders, adventurers. There comes a time when adults, even adults, must decide who our Savior is. And by these I mean who is our God? What do we give priority to? Who is our God? Who is our Savior? And we keep reading. Verse 22. Then Elijah said to the people, I alone am left a prophet of the Lord, but Baal's prophets are 450 men. Therefore, let them give to us two bulls, and let them choose one bull for themselves, cut it in pieces, and lay it on the wood, but put no fire under it. And I will prepare the other bull and lay it on the wood, but put no fire under it. Then you call on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord. And the God who answers by fire, He is God. I'm going to go with lesson number two. There is a time when everyone will know who the Savior really is. Actually, I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself. I'm sorry. I'm going to come back to this lesson. So what happened here? There was a standoff. Who is the real God? Who is the real Savior? And so now I want you to remember that some months ago we talked about the sanctuary, correct? We talked about the sanctuary and we talked about all of the sacrifices and we talked about what they meant. And the sacrifice that we talked about the most was the sin offering. The sin offering represented Jesus Christ as our what? As our Savior, but most importantly, as our sacrifice and our substitute. Substitute. And so here we have this sacrifice and Elijah saying, who is now the real God? And so they make this standoff and they make two altars. And look at the wording. It says two bulls. Now the bulls, if you remember from our sanctuary message, the bulls were only sacrificed when? Do you remember? When you've studied? The bulls were to cleanse or were to atone for leaders of the congregation, and they were to atone for the congregation itself. And so here at Mount Carmel, you bring two bulls. So you have this sanctuary language, two bulls. And I'm going to burn one, you burn one, says Elijah, and you see if Baal is going to send fire. And then you're going to give me a bull, and I'm going to pray to the Lord and see if he sends fire. And whoever sends fire, he is going to be the Savior. So all the people answered and said, "It is well spoken." Verse 25. Now Elijah said to the prophets of Baal, "Choose one bull for yourselves and prepare it first, for you are many, and call on the name of your God, but put no fire under it." Now the story says that they did this. And what did they do? Now, there were two offerings in the sacrificial system, and these were the continual burnt offerings. One of them had to be burned at 9 a.m., and the other one was to be burned at 3 p.m. 9 a.m., 3 p.m. And so you had this, and so here come the priest of Baal and Asherah, and they are singing, and they are praising, and they are praying so Baal could send their fire. And so verse 27 says, "At noon it was so that Elijah mocked them." He started crying. Elijah started laughing at them. And he started saying, "Cry out loud, for he is a god, surely. Either he is meditating, or your God is busy, or he is in a journey. Perhaps he's sleeping and must be awakened." And look at what it says. So they cried aloud and started what? Okay, started cutting themselves. Now this here is sanctuary language, and I'm going to tell you how. They started cutting themselves, as was their custom, with knives and lances until the blood what? Gushed out of them. So we have sanctuary language. We have two bulls. We have altars. We have blood. We have knives. Verse 30. Then Elijah said to all the people. Verse 29, we're missing this verse. I'm sorry. When the midday was past, they prophesied until the time of what? Of the evening offering. That is thought to be about 3 p.m. And this was an important sacrifice because this one, it always had to be burning. This one symbolized Jesus Christ in the sanctuary. So at 3 o'clock, they stopped, and now it was Elijah's turn. But there was no voice, no one answered, no one paid attention. Verse 30, then Elijah said to all the people, "Come near me." So all the people came near him, and he repaired what? He repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, to whom the word of the Lord had come, saying, "Israel shall be your name." And this is point number two. Point number one, let me remind you, was there comes a time when we must decide who is our Savior. We cannot be living in the world, and we cannot be Christians. There's a lot of Christians that are in the world 6 days and then come to church on the seventh day. They dress nicely. There comes a time when you must decide who is your Savior. And number two, point number two, there comes a time when we all will show who our Savior is. There comes a time when we all will show who our Savior is. How do we show this? It says that God's real people not only decide for Him in their mind, "I am going to follow God 100%, But then they will also show it by their actions. And what did Elijah do? It said that he started rebuilding what? The altar of the Lord. Do you know that by your actions, by what you say, by what we say, we really show who our God is? Do you know that we can say in our with our mouth and with we can come up to altar calls, we can say it with our mouth, I choose God or Jesus as my Savior. But then in our actions, we really show who our Savior is. That's why there comes a time when everyone will know who our Savior is. Who our Savior is. And so you build this altar. They not only will decide in their minds who the Savior is, but they will show by building the building of their lives who the Savior is. And this is what happened. He built the 12 stones. These were the stones representing Israel, all of Israel. And so he built this altar. And now let's read it. Verse 36. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day that you are God in Israel and that I am your servant and that I have done all these things at your word. Hear me, O God, hear me that the people may know that you are the Lord God and that you have turned their hearts back to you again. There comes a time when everyone must decide in their hearts and in their minds who the Savior is. There comes a time when everyone will show by their lives, by the altar they built. Who do I build the altar to? Do I build it to the movies? Do I build it to the music? Do I build it to my friends? Do I build it to my girlfriend, my boyfriend? Or do I build it to God? What's your priority? There comes a time when everyone will show who the Savior is. And then point number 3. And now we're going to read verses 36 to 38 again. And it came to pass that at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that you are God in Israel and that I am your servant and that I have done all these things at your word. Hear me, O God, hear me that these people may know that you are God and that you are turning their hearts back to you again. And then verse 38 says, then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt offering. This is sanctuary language. And the wood and the stones and the dust. And it licked up the water that was in the trench. Point number 3. There will come a time when everyone will know who the Savior really was. There's going to come a time when there will be no more time. And remember that we are confronted with two choices. In our minds, we must decide who our Savior is. In our hearts, in our lives, we must decide who our Savior is by how we build our altar. And finally, there will come a time when everyone will know who the Savior really was. I finish with this. Let's look at the words of this passage. It says that the people started cutting themselves. The priest of Baal started cutting themselves. I want to suggest to you here the following. I want to suggest to you that the reason why I tell you that this passage is about who is really our Savior is because whenever we start giving our lives to all these other idols, whenever we decide in our mind that Jesus is not our Savior and that I want to do things my way, whenever I start building my altars to other things that is not God, this text starts saying that who becomes the sacrifice? The priests started cutting themselves. And then when God showed the power and when the fire came down, look at the last verse. Look at the last verse. It says, verse 40. And Elijah said to them, "Seize the prophet of Baal. Do not let one of them escape." So they seized them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook of Kishon. And my version says, "and executed them." And there is a version out there, I know some of you have, "and they got slaughtered." Anybody have that version? "And they got slaughtered." Guy, this is sanctuary language. This is telling us that if Jesus is not the Savior of our lives, if we don't build the altar to Jesus in our lives, then He cannot be our substitute. I want to tell you this. The evening sacrifice represents the cross of Christ, the time when Jesus died. This sacrifice here was a symbol of Jesus Christ, and this sacrifice in the sanctuary shows substitution. I deserve to die. But at 9 and 3 o'clock, there was a lamb, or in this case, there was a bull that was dying for me. And Elijah built 12 stones on the altar. This meant that this was a substitutionary atonement for all of the nation. All of them have sinned. All of them have done wrong. But there was a substitute. There was substitution. There was a Savior. But in order to accept or to be benefited by the results of this substitution, you must accept the Savior. You must show who the Savior is. And then there will be a day when everyone will know, but by that day it will be too late. And now look at all the people who had not accepted this substitutionary atonement. The Bible said that the priest started cutting themselves, and it says that blood started gushing out. Beloved, if Jesus is not your Savior today, if you're not under Jesus' blood, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, guess what? You are, according to this text, you're auto-sacrificing yourself. Because then you have to die for your own sin. And then it says, why does the Bible not say, "and then he ordered that they all die"? And then he ordered that they be all destroyed. But the Bible says he ordered that they be all slaughtered. And slaughter is a key word in sacrifice. Blood, gushing, slaughtering. Beloved, if we are not with Jesus Christ, if we have not accepted Him as our personal Savior, if we are not showing that Jesus Christ is our Savior, then His atonement can't be valid for us. And here, this is a passage of the cross, according to 1 Kings 18. For the wages of sin is what? Is death. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Are you under the blood of Christ? For there is no other name in heaven by which we can be saved but the name of Jesus. Have you accepted Jesus Christ into your life as your Savior? Have you accepted that He's your Savior? Are you showing that He's your Savior by the altar that you're building? Beloved, if you are not, if I am not, then apparently, according to this, the ones that are sacrificed is us. It's almost like if you're putting a destructive bomb in our clothes. If we have not accepted, if we do not live according to what Christ says. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall not die, but have eternal life. So my question to you is, you know the word, the name Elijah means, is the Lord your God? And this is my question to you. Is the Lord your God? Have you accepted him as your Savior? Do you live, do you show that he is your Savior by the altar that you are building? If not, then you are your own Savior. Or whatever your idols are, music, whatever music you listen to, movies, whatever movies you watch, whatever people you hang around with, whatever stuff you do, that is your Savior. But the Bible says that there is only one Savior that can be a substitution for you. So who is your God today, beloved? Paradise Seventh-day Adventist Church. Who is your God? There can be someone here that has had a bad life and that you bear the scars of your life because you have been trying to do it all alone. If you had one chance to redo your life, if you had that one second where the movie stops and you're able to come out of the car and you're able to say, man, I'm going too fast. Maybe I can push the brakes. Maybe I can press on the brakes. Maybe I shouldn't have made that decision. Maybe I shouldn't make that decision. Maybe I'm talking to someone whose God here today is not Jesus, meaning that you yourself must die because of your sin. And maybe you are bearing the scars like the priest of Baal. They are cutting themselves. They were cutting themselves. Blood was gushing out. And you know how that hurts whenever you don't do God's will. When you're not in His will, you are sacrificing your own self. There is no substitution for it. You are slaughtering your life. If you had to do it all over again, and by the way, I believe today that today is the day of good news. Maybe there is someone here today who God brought here so the movie can stop. Stop. You have the opportunity to do better. You don't have to sacrifice yourself. You don't have to sacrifice your family. You don't have to sacrifice your mind. You don't have to sacrifice your body. Because God provided a substitute in Jesus Christ our Lord. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of life, the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And so the story says that God accepted Elijah's sacrifice, and this is the only reason why all the people were not destroyed that day, because the altar was the right one, because the Savior was the right one, because the atonement was the right one. But for the priest of Baal, they got cut, blood gushed out, and they were slaughtered. I think today is a day of good news. And I want to ask you this question. Are you under His blood? Today is the day where you can make that turnaround. You can decide in your heart today to accept Jesus as your Savior. You can decide today to build the right kind of altar for Him. And you can say, Jesus, I want to be put under your substitution, meaning Jesus dies in my place. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of substitution. Would you like to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior? Would you like to show that He's your Savior? And when the day comes, would you like to say, I know who the real Savior is?